This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. Our toll-free numbers and Skype username will be given to you here shortly, allowing you to take control of the airwaves. You can bring up whatever happens to be on your mind, and joining you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
Me, Johnny Ray.
And me, Conan.
All right, and you can get on the phones here. In fact, we're going to go straight to your calls, because Bradley is already on the line. In Michigan, so we'll see what he wants to share with us here right out the gate. Bradley, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts, please.
Hi, and I called last night about Alan Witt's medical marijuana jury trial.
Yeah, okay. So, can you briefly recap for our listeners what's going on?
Okay, basically he was working in a dispensary, and the person who came in to buy some medical marijuana showed the medical marijuana card and their ID, but he wasn't a patient of the caregiver.
Right, and so, the dude sold him. This is just an employee of this medical marijuana facility in Michigan. The dude's, the employee sold the guy cannabis, medical cannabis, without the proper paperwork, basically.
Yeah, basically, the guy was a, you know, confidential informant.
Yep.
And yeah, the law says that you have to know your patients.
Yes, he's connected and ready.
But we're hoping that we can nullify it through the jury. They are continuing the trial tomorrow because we didn't get to finish it today.
So what happened today? Because I know you guys were talking about doing some jury nullification outreach outside of the courthouse, or what exactly transpired?
Yeah, we had a bunch of people with signs saying, you know, talking about jury nullification. One guy had a Gadsden flag, and then other people were holding up signs about how, you know, medical marijuana saves lives. We handed out some pamphlets, but there weren't really too many people to hand them to. Most of the people were just driving by, I guess.
I'm curious. This was the day of the trial, so when you say there weren't that many people to hand them out to, jury selection had already happened, or was that today?
We can't say to the jury, but, you know, we got some to some people that were walking in, but there weren't many people.
Yeah, gotcha.
With traffic, probably.
And today was the jury selection day?
Yes, and they selected the jury, and they were basically, throughout the whole day today, it was a very long trial, they were going through witnesses, most of which were detectives that had all the same, you know, they said all the same stuff.
Sure, yeah, it's pretty typical with the state. They'll call six witnesses who will basically reiterate the same story. And so they were trying to paint him as though he was some sort of evil weed dealer who sold an undercover agent some cannabis without the correct permission slips.
Yep, he sold the very dangerous drug, marijuana.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where it's heading. It's not the war on drugs isn't going anywhere. It's just going to change flavors. You're going to have, you know, these undercovers and these drug permission slip finders are going to be sniffing around, making sure that everyone is paying their tax revenue to the state, and that you've gotten permission, that you've jumped through the fiery hoops to make sure that you've been given permission to legally sell these any type of drugs. But it's the war on drugs isn't going anywhere. It's just changing gears, if you will.
We do have one solution. There's abrogate marijuana petitions going around.
Abrogate.
What does that mean?
Repeal.
And what would happen if people signed this this petition?
The petition would make marijuana more legal than tomatoes.
Meaning it would be like a ballot measure that people could vote on?
It would be an amendment to the Michigan Constitution.
Oh, okay.
And yes, cool. It is a ballot measure.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, maybe after people wake up and realize that, it's nice. It's nice that it's legal now, but we kind of jumped in a den of snakes, if you will.
Yeah, even if it doesn't work, if we did get enough signers, it could tell them that we, the people, want things to be changed. There's also another petition going around called Michigan Legalized, but you know, it's your standard, you know, legalized petition. I would much rather have this Advocate One go around, and if we could be the first state, you know, Michigan, to legalize or to completely, like, actually legalize it, that would be amazing.
And by that you mean to end prohibition, not to create a legalization structure where the government is then controlling marijuana and regulating it heavily, and then doing what Conan suggests and going after people who aren't jumping through the government permission slip hoops.
Yeah, exactly. Like you know, we legalized medical marijuana, yet you have all these trials and cases still. It's ridiculous. People are still getting hurt.
I share that. I share your frustration, Bradley, and thank you for the update on the case. Definitely let us know how it goes. It sounds like it might be wrapping up tomorrow, going to the jury for a decision on this. And I guess this is Michigan, so you probably can't talk about jury nullification in court, right? Like, has the defense even put their case on yet?
The defense's
case was no case, just like all other bar card holders.
Wait a minute. So the defense attorney didn't even put a case on? They rested without even putting any...
Well, he fought against it.
Yes, he rested with no witnesses. Yes, he rested.
Is this a public defender that this guy has?
No, this is a paid-for cannabis attorney from the cannabis attorney's league.
What?
One witness or something.
Wow, that's really sad. Hey, thanks for the update on the case, guys. I appreciate hearing from you, and thank you for the call tonight. Boy, that's always disappointing. And that's what happened with our friend Rich Paul, who's our Monday night co-host. I don't recall if you guys were in the courtroom for that one, but his defense attorney basically put on no witnesses and essentially... there was nothing. She did, to her credit, argue for jury nullification in her closing statement, but there really wasn't much of a defense there, and this is fairly common. Now, she was a public defender, and you really can't expect much from a public defender, but man, if you're paying for an attorney, you kind of would hope the attorney's going to actually, you know, say something to the jury, in front of the jury, and call a few witnesses and ask some questions. Of course, the Ross Ulbricht case is the one where Ross.
Well, maybe up until that point, that was how she handled those types of cases. You know, there was, you can't win. You just put the guy up there with a suit on, and you know, try to say some nice words for him, like you might destroy his life. You know, throwing him in jail like this. But what can I say? You know, everything else. You know, everyone up until this point, you know, follows the same. The same path.
Well, here in New Hampshire, you could get up and talk about jury nullification. You, if it were your trial, Conan, could get up and take the stand, and you could say, well, if this were the same circumstances, because New Hampshire supposedly this year is going to have its medical marijuana facilities opening. So in 2012, the legislature and it was signed by the governor, the legislature passed medical cannabis. It's taken 4 years to actually implement this stupid government program that is going to allow like 3 or 4 locations, distribution centers here in New Hampshire that will allow people to purchase cannabis with a doctor's note. There's some serious restrictions on the program, and it's not the best medical cannabis program in the United States, but it is a medical cannabis program, and probably better to have one than not. But it's certainly foreseeable that something like this could happen here, where someone in a medical distribution facility sells some cannabis to somebody without the proper permission slip, and then you end up with a criminal trial. Here in New Hampshire, it would be different, because you, as a defendant or the defense attorney, have the ability to use jury nullification as a defense in New Hampshire. So you could get up there, take the stand, which is what didn't happen in Rich Paul's case because his public defender talked him out of it, And I think it would have helped him had he actually gone up and connected with the jury, had he been able to actually speak.
Yeah, he's a very personable person who could probably have reached a lot of those individuals.
Instead, he, throughout the trial, just sat there like every defendant, and, you know, you never heard word one from them except when he was telling the judge that he couldn't hear.
James Cleveland's recent trial, did he personally get up there and talk about jury nullification, or was that just his lawyer?
His attorney talked about it. I don't recall if James talked about it. I don't remember that detail. But his attorney did a great job mentioning it. We'll share more with you and why New Hampshire is special when it comes to the courtrooms. 855-450-FREE.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold, or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. fortressclothing.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. Yeah!
join us. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
You've got Johnny Ray.
And Conan.
And coming up in about 3 weeks, Liberty Forum, February 18th through the 21st. Free Talk Live will be broadcasting live from the Manchester Radisson Hotel. It's right there on Elm Street in Manchester. That's like the main street in Manchester. This is the location to have a convention. There is no bigger convention space in New Hampshire, as I understand it. So this is the place to do it, and the Free State Project is putting it on. It's the ninth one they've ever put on, and it is going to be arguably the most important, the most historic, and the most fun because, well, we're going to be celebrating the completion of the Free State Project. It just crossed 98% today with less than now 400 people. 300-something is all we need left to wrap this thing up. Tie a little bow on it and send it out the door because Free State Project will be done looking like probably within the first week of February. I know some people want to finish it out by the end of this month. Maybe it will finish by the end of this month or at the very least just a few days into February, but definitely it'll be long since done by the Liberty Forum on February 18th. So,
yes, 400 to go.
Less than 400.
Less than 400. If you don't want to suck, you need to sign up now.
Yeah, you
otherwise, you're going to go over the 20, and you'll never be in that.
Yep, you won't make history.
You won't make history.
You can still come.
Yeah, you can still come. You still sign if you like.
Yeah,
I'm assuming they're still going to keep counting.
I don't know. I don't know if those things have if they've made those determinations, Conan. I don't know if they publicized what they've determined to do with, like, will they keep collecting signatures mm-hmm. after the 20,000? Because when the Free State Project reaches its goal of 20,000 people who, like the three of us, signed up to pledge to move to New Hampshire. Now, we moved early. Most of the thousands of the people, the 19,500-something of them, or 19,600-something, have, you know, they've said, okay, I'll move if this many other people are willing to move. So that's why that 20,000 number was chosen as this sort of arbitrary guide of, okay, well, now you've got 19,999 other people who love Liberty who say they're willing to move. Is that enough to make you pick up your life and move for more freedom? And so you can get active to achieve liberty in our lifetime. And so we're getting darn close to that. If you haven't yet signed up for the Free State Project, go now to freestateproject.org. If you can afford to come up to the Liberty Forum, it's a great event, and you're not going to want to miss it. February 18th through the 21st, go to nhlibertyforum.com, and you can get signed up for your tickets, get hotel details. It's Thursday, February 18th through Sunday, the 21st of February, and I'm looking forward to it. Edward Snowden is going to be the keynote speaker at the event. That alone is pretty amazing, but then also the hundreds of people who will be attending are the real main reason to attend, because you get to meet the people who will be your neighbors. If you haven't yet made the move, these are many of them are the people who you will get to know when you're living here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. So, once again, nhlibertyforum.com. We were talking about what makes New Hampshire special when it comes to doing jury outreach. There's a trial happening in Michigan, that some of our callers were informing us about, of a guy who's facing criminal charges, felony cannabis sales charges for selling medical marijuana to somebody, an undercover cop in this case, without the proper government permission slips. So they arrested this guy. They actually, what we learned last night was they actually went to his home and raided his house because it turns out he was growing cannabis as a medical provider for legitimate medical cannabis patients. But because he sold some weed to somebody without the permission slips, that justified an entire raid of his entire, you know, livelihood. And they were pointing out that you can't talk about jury nullification in Michigan court, but you can here in New Hampshire. We'll tell you more about it. Tim is on the line. We'll tell you what jury nullification is. Tim, you're in Wyoming, rather. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Right. Yeah, thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
You guys are talking about the I heard you say something, unless I'm mistaken, I heard something about legalization versus decriminalization of marijuana. I mean, I agree with the decriminalization, because then the government is completely out of it. There's no restrictions, and anyone can use it, I mean, recreational or otherwise. But at the same time, there's also the thing about jury nullification too. Now, why would Michigan not allow jury nullification to be mentioned? It doesn't seem like
most places won't. most courts will not allow jury nullification to be talked about in the courtroom. Some courts will even have you arrested if you talk about jury nullification outside of the courtroom.
Mm-hmm. Or not talk about, just hand out flyers.
Right.
And I'd say the reason why is because talking about jury nullification is injurious to a prosecutor. So that's why.
It ruins their case. Right. It ruins their point, and that's their revenue, their money. I was looking at, I know that most people don't even see court because they always plea out and they just go straight to jail.
What was it, 95% or something like that?
That's the number I just saw earlier this afternoon.
And that's nationwide.
That's horrible.
Yeah.
Well, there's also the statistic saying that how many people are in prisons that have never had a trial.
I saw that today.
That's what Conan was just talking about.
Yeah, 95%.
I'm sorry.
95% of people take a plea deal. That means there's no trial.
Right. Yeah. Well, I was railroaded essentially by a public pretender at one time myself. So.
Oh yeah, but they play a big role in that because public. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Go on. I was just going to say my so-called representative was standing and joking and laughing with the district attorney right next to me and making light of my case.
Oh yeah, and they're probably going and having lunch later on that day too.
Well,
they're all buddies.
Well, there was that too, but there was also the idea that the public pretender, as I say, I mean they're not defending, they're pretending. But as I say, he was standing and he was telling me, "No, you don't want to say that. No, that's not true." And I said, "Hey, you know what? You're not even helping me." I said, "What's going on here? You're just basically trying to screw me over."
He wants to sell you up the river. I mean, he gets no benefit from winning the case. It's not like he's going to get a bonus or something like that. He gets the same pay regardless of whether he wins or not. But the sad thing is some of the private attorneys, some of the ones who are not public defenders who are actually paid, they'll also hold your hand through a plea deal, except you'll end up paying them, $3,000 to hold your hand through a plea deal because for them it's just an easier way to get through a trial.
Well, it's more like if they won't hold your hand, they'll actually twist your arm behind your back. That's more like what they do because they'll make you do what they say instead of as a friend of mine said, you stick your hand up their rear end and they're your puppet. They make you say they say what you want them to say. They'd rather have it the other way around so that they can actually make you pay a fine and then you're on probation and whatever happens to be. I mean, I was basically screwed over, but what happened to me was anyway, I'm not going to go into it. It was a weapons charge, which should never have happened. And they wanted to charge me with a felony.
Was this in California or Wyoming?
Oh, this was in California.
Okay, I was going to say.
It was a concealed, in Wyoming, I mean, you basically carry a katana on your back if you wanted to. Automatic shotgun walking down Main Street or whatever.
That's what I was going to, that's why I thought you, because I know you'd mentioned you were from California on a different call, and I thought that had to be California with a weapons charge. Thanks, Tim, for your call tonight, man. I appreciate it. If you want to learn more about jury nullification, FIJA.org's got some good information. It's the Fully Informed Jury Association, FIJA, FIJA.org. We'll continue. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. You can join us.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you all about the newest and best way to sell your products online. It's BuySellMakeOffer.com, a brand new site to sell your stuff online. Your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the other guys. BuySellMakeOffer.com will never charge you item fees. Go to the website now and sign up so that you can soon load all your stuff up to sell. This is not an auction site. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to user-friendly BuySellMakeOffer.com, where the first 30 days are on us.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet sleeves or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3533. 450
free. Right now, it's Free Talk Live, where you may dial in toll free to bring up whatever's on your mind. Our toll free number is 855-450-free. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight, it's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Conan.
Don't forget, you can join us online. Just drop on by freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features there. And if you want to help support Free Talk Live and get significant discounts on your purchases at Amazon, then all you've got to do is go to saveatpurse.com. Saveatpurse. Saveatpurse.com. We've got a number of our listeners who are doing this, and thank you for those of you who are doing this, and I'm sure you are very, very happy about it because you save 20 to 30 to 40 to maybe even 50%. You choose your discount. So if you're in a rush, you want to get something sooner rather than later, go with 20 or 30%. It'll probably be fulfilled within an hour or two of when you place the order. If you're not in a rush for something and you don't really care when you get it, I'd put it in at 40 or more percent off. And then what happens is you're putting this item into a marketplace of people who are bidding or are willing to buy Bitcoin at ridiculous rates over what Bitcoin normally costs. So essentially, if you're getting 20% off at Amazon, basically you're selling your Bitcoin to that person for 20% over market value. And it's amazing. It works really well. I've purchased more than 35. I've done more than 35 purchases with SaveItPurse.com over the last year, and it has resulted in me saving more than $750 at this point. So, I'm a huge fan. It works well, and SaveItPurse.com is where you can go to get started. But again, the key is you have to use Bitcoin to get these amazing discounts on Amazon. So this is a reason to get Bitcoin. If you needed a reason to get Bitcoin, this alone is a good enough reason to get some Bitcoin. Save at Purse. Save at Purse. SaveATPurse.com. Let's go to Tom. He's in New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yeah, I've been having a good fun time putting comments on the news stories in the comments sections there. It seems that this morning down in New Orleans, a cop chose to get himself shot 5 times in a drug raid and rushed to the hospital in critical condition and all of that. And so I'm putting down, like, first of all, like, what will it take before the cops finally understand that drug enforcement will not be tolerated? And then what was the guy supposed to do? Try to scare the goons away with a Boy Scout knife?
Well, you know, it's funny that you say that because I don't know how it is in other states, but New Hampshire is having a problem hiring cops.
It's true.
The kids don't want to be cops anymore these days. It's because, and I think it's a direct result of the war on drugs. They don't want to get shot.
They don't want to get shot, and also there's a growing awareness that in a police state, the police are the enemy because. The police
right.
are on a mission to intimidate innocent people into obeying the unjust laws of an unjust government. And part of the problem is when some businesses offer discounts to first responders, the firefighters, the paramedics, that's fine. But then they also offer discounts to off-duty cops.
Or free coffee or just any number of free donuts.
Well, free coffee, that encourages them to drop in, and the would-be robbers never know when a cop is going to pull in to get a cup of coffee. And so that does increase the security. There is that actually that. And give the devil his due there. You know, when you're driving around at 2 o'clock in the morning, and you need to, you can either use the restroom back at the station or the one at the coffee shop. And so let's not criticize the cops for using a public restroom or for using the toilet plunger for its intended purpose.
Tom, thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate it. I actually encountered this sort of a similar discussion today. I went to today's Tuesday, and so when we're recording the show, doing the show, this is the day that Daryl, who's normally on weeknights, Daryl and I like to go down to the State House in Concord and testify on various different issues. Conan, you went for your first time last week. One of the bills that was being proposed this week would allow for minors, people under the age of, technically 21 in this case, but someone who's not legally able to drink, would be able to transport alcoholic beverages in their vehicle when accompanied by a family member of legal age. Apparently, it's illegal in New Hampshire for, your daughter, who I don't believe is 21 yet, Conan, if she were driving you somewhere and you had a six-pack of beer in the passenger seat with you, she could be arrested for that.
Wow, I didn't even realize that.
Yeah, and so they're proposing to make it so that a family member could be in the vehicle.
That's one of the misdemeanor felonies that people probably have committed at least once in their lifetimes, probably some people than once, that they didn't even know that they were breaking the laws. It's just one more in the big stack of laws that probably need to be appealed.
Well, you know what? I take it back. It may not be an arrest, but it would be license to drive suspended for 60 days. But still, you could get pulled over and harassed by the police. And of course, if you don't give them your information, they'll arrest you. But another proposal was to, and this was kind of the big one, one of the big ones that I testified on today, was about possession of alcohol by minors. Specifically, the proposal is from a Free State Project participant who is one of the state representatives. His name's Max Abramson. We've had him on the show before. Longtime listeners may recall he was arrested for shooting a gun off in his backyard and charged with a felony because there was a fight that was happening at a party at his house. He shot a gun into the backyard, into the ground, safely. There was no one around. It wasn't shooting at somebody. But nonetheless, somebody called the cops, and he ended up getting arrested and ended up getting convicted on that felony charge. But amazingly, was able to get elected to public office, even with a felony on his rap sheet. So he proposed a piece of legislation that would make it legal to for someone who's between the age of 18 and 21, so 18, 19, 20, someone who's in that range where they're a legal adult but not legally able to drink, they would be able to go into a bar or, you know, be with somebody who is 21 or older and could legally drink. So the 18-year-old, if this bill were to pass, the 18-year-old would not be able to go into a bar alone and order alcohol. They would have to be accompanied by someone who is a responsible drinker over the age of 21. So it would be a way to, you know, it's not total like legalization for 18 through 20, but it's better than what we have, which is a complete prohibition on those people being able to drink. And as one of those state representatives pointed out today, well, that would basically legalize frat parties.
because, you know, if somebody's over the age of 21, then they would be able to host people under the age of 21.
But then
I understand that frat boys have a really, really difficult time getting a hold of beer.
Yeah, right.
Like, I mean, the guys here in Keene are just sober gentlemen, yeah. 24 hours a day.
Now, of course, you could argue
to the law.
Yes. You could argue that the frat boys aren't responsible, but, you know, nonetheless, I think it's a good piece of legislation. Of course, I argued that it doesn't go far enough, because really what we need to have happen is to have people be able to buy alcohol at whatever legal age. But one of the points I made, and this is what comes back around to what Tom was saying, one of the points I made that is, look, you guys, I was talking to the Criminal Justice Committee, which has a few, like, ex-cops on it. I said, what you're doing here is you're making it so teenagers and young people hate the police. That's what your laws do. Your laws don't stop teenagers from actually drinking. And there were multiple people who testified on this, including one of the committee members, Tim Robertson, who's a state rep from Keene, who normally is kind of like a communist, but Tim's actually really good on the war on drugs. Like, he's dead on. He's on the money. He's good, real good on the on this issue. And, you know, he talked about how when, like, 30 years ago when he was raising his kids or whatever, or actually for him it was like, it's like 50 years ago. He's in his 80s. But 50 years ago when he was raising his kids, he actually threw a party. He allowed them to have a party at his house where he knew they were going to be bringing alcohol, but he wanted to have it in a situation where they would be safe and they wouldn't have to drive home drunk. And he did that, and the police, he actually let the police know at this time in life that he was doing it, and they actually supported him on it. It was like a really weird story, right? Because nowadays, you know, the cops are busting underage drinking parties and acting like they're making a difference. And, of course, they came out to talk against this bill and how bad it was and it was dangerous and it's going to encourage people to drink. And you know, I pointed out to these people, all you're doing is you're destroying your own legitimacy here. You're putting it by arresting teenagers for open container and for underage drinking. You're just making it so they disrespect the police. And that's why people don't want to be the police. They don't want to be hated by their peers.
Mm-mm. Their neighbors.
Exactly. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Or Skype into the show. Skype username is lrn.fm. This is Free Talk Live.
If you're not a smoker, please cover your ears, because the following incredible free money-saving offer is not for you. The makers of O2 Pure's revolutionary e-cigarette are now giving away free starter kits to all smokers who call in the next 10 minutes. Valued at $99, these starter kits are available for free, but only while supplies last. To guarantee your free kit, simply call in the next 10 minutes. 1-800-691-5458. The advanced O2 Pure design creates a pleasant vapor. There's no foul-smelling smoke and no nasty tar, so you can enjoy the nicotine you love whenever and wherever you are. Even better, you could also save yourself a ton of money, hundreds of dollars a month, with O2 Pure. Again, free starter kits are now available to any smoker who calls in the next 10 minutes. This is a radio-only offer, not available in stores, so call now for your free kit. 1-800-691-5458. 1-800-691-5458. 1-800-691-5458.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Join us here. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. Coming up, there is a full-on taxi driver revolt going on in Paris, and Conan has the story. We'll share the details with you. You can join us here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It's Ian, Johnny Ray, and Conan in the studio, and you can join us online anytime you want over at freetalklive.com. One of the best ways to support the show is to become a Free Talk Live amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It allows you, for $5 a month, to get behind Free Talk Live and help us get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, and also expand our satellite signal, exposing new people to the ideas of liberty. If that is worthwhile to you and you like what we're doing here, it's only $5 a month to AMP Free Talk Live. So go to amp.freetalklive.com, get signed up with any major credit card through PayPal, use Visa or MasterCard right there on the website, or you can now become an amplifier with Bitcoin at amp.freetalklive.com. We go to the phones, or in this case, the Skype, where Chris Cantwell is on the line in Keene. Hey, Chris.
Good to be with you, gentlemen. How's it going?
What's going on?
Well, I just saw a video clip that was put out from last night's show, and I just wanted to thank you for calling me a misogynist and a white supremacist, and I figured I'd call in and say hello.
Hey, dude. Yeah, there was something said about you last night.
I'm sorry?
You have been, talking about some kind of white supremacist-sounding stuff, though, haven't you?
Can you tell me which white supremacist thing you're referring to?
Well, I mean, it's pretty sure that you were banned from Free Talk Live because you were talking about how you believe that there's some sort of scientific evidence showing that black people are genetically inferior intellectually to white people.
Okay, so I was banned from Free Talk Live. Are we breaking rules right now?
Well, no, I meant banned from being a co-host on Free Talk Live.
That's interesting, because, I mean, right after that incident, I was on the air, and you were, certain that I wasn't a racist right after that, right?
I don't want to believe that you're a racist, but the words that came out of your mouth were definitely racist.
So the idea that all these IQ tests that show white people doing better than black people on them, that's racist, right?
It's the definition of racism is to believe that a group of people is inferior based on genetics.
And which dictionary did you pull that definition from?
I don't know. I'll have to go pull one up. But that's my.
It would seem to me that you just made up a definition for racism, right? Because that's what people generally do these days. It's not like racism has a definition. Noticing that there's a difference between racial groups. Well, you know, if that's what somebody wants to call racist today, that's racist.
Here's definition number
demographic
one.
Demographic disparity and some statistic. That's racist, right? I mean.
Definition number one, a belief or doctrine that inherent differences among the various human racial groups determine cultural or individual achievement, usually involving the idea that one's own race is superior and has the right to dominate others, or that a particular racial group is inferior to the others. So if you believe that black people are genetically inferior in some way to white people, that is my understanding, by definition, a racist belief.
Yeah, but okay, when there is evidence of IQ tests that show IQ tests that are being scored higher by white people than black people and higher by Asian and Jewish people than by white people, does that mean that I'm a white supremacist if I say that Jews and Asians on average have higher IQs than whites?
Well, that would mean that, no, you wouldn't be a white supremacist in that way.
But that's what you said last night, right?
Well, I was talking about in relation to black people.
Well, I mean, I'm clearly a Jewish supremacist then, right?
That sounds like it.
Until, of course, somebody sees fit to call me an anti-Semite.
Yeah, I don't know about that. But, you know, I think that as we discussed with you previously, Chris, the issue that I really have with you is that, you know, all this talk about groups of people really distracts from the issue of what liberty-minded people should be concerned with, which is the individual and what individual achievements are and what individuals can do. And it seems like you've been really distracted from that and have been talking a lot about race. And, it's disappointing.
We're talking about demographics. That's, you know, it's relevant, especially when we get into election years. Right. I mean, demographics, you know, to ignore demographics, I think, has largely been the failure of libertarians. I mean, the left has completely mastered this talent. That's how you get Black Lives Matter. That's how you get feminist organizations. And that's how they end up dominating state politics. Meanwhile, you know, you have the Republican Party has just spent its entire time running from accusations of racism, misogyny and homophobia. And it would seem to be largely from the success of Donald Trump and a growing faction of the Republican Party, that there are people who are sick of this, and it seems to be working out pretty well for them.
So what do you have to say to the misogynistic claims? I think it was Daryl who said that one last night, it was Rich Paul. Rich Paul said that he asked you about hiring security agents, putting an advertisement in the newspaper, getting two responses from a couple skinny guys, and then one response from a Ronda Rousey, who I believe is a kickboxer. And then your answer was less than satisfactory on that, according to him.
Well, I don't care if anybody's satisfied by my answer. If I ran a security firm, I would only hire men, you know. And that's,
the woman would have been more qualified.
No, I would not have entertained her thing to find out what it is, okay? And the idea that Rich comes up with in this is that, well, if you put an ad in the paper and you got two scrawny guys and Ronda Rousey show up, come on. You have to create these ridiculous, fictitious scenarios to even try to justify
but
the position.
You won't even look at the woman.
Listening to this who isn't a complete cuck knows it.
But it sounds ridiculous to say you won't even look at the woman's application.
Why would I bother to look at the woman's application if I put an ad in the paper to hire men to do a job?
Well, obviously, you're free to hire men to do a job. I think you should be able to discriminate in that way. But it sounds misogynistic when you say you're not even going to consider an application from a qualified female who may have the upper body strength.
Do titty bars hire lots of men to dance on stages?
As bouncers, not as titty dancers, no. You're right.
I understand what you're saying, Chris.
Because
but
the job is for a woman, and there's a job for a man. And nobody says that the guy who hires exclusively females for a topless dancing position is a misandrist. It's obnoxious.
Well, no one would expect that a man would even be qualified for something like that. But in your...
And why would anybody expect that a woman would be qualified for a security position?
There are plenty of women in security positions.
I just did business with a woman an hour ago, bought some Craigslist stuff from her, and she could have picked me up and thrown me. She was a big woman. And
well, I'm not under the impression that that says a great deal. I'm just saying that.
Well, you're right.
If somebody wants to hire men for a security position, I think it's a completely rational thing to do. It's going to save him a lot of time. And by the way, when you have a position where people are in combat roles, having a woman in a field of a bunch of men serves as a distraction to those men.
This is true.
So there are a lot of really good reasons to only hire men in certain positions. And the idea that this is some kind of hatred of womankind is obnoxious. Now, if racism is a recognition of differences between racial groups, and does that mean that sexism, does that mean that misogyny is a recognition of differences between men and women, or do you have a different definition for that particular piece of slander?
No, I would say that it would be treating people differently based on beliefs about their groups, which may not apply to the individuals.
All right, so knowing that there are differences between genders and knowing that there are differences between races, these are not equal problems to you?
I don't think so.
So knowing that there are differences between racial groups is racist, but knowing that there are differences between genders is not sexist?
No, being racist, as I understand it, is to believe that there is one race is inferior to another race. Ultimately.
There are differences. What I'm saying is that there are differences between racial groups, right? And I've always said that, and it's not something that anybody who actually looks into
it. But I don't think it's valuable to say those things.
Seriously disagrees with.
I don't think it's valuable to say those things because you're basically blowing off whole groups of people who might agree with you on something because they're, you know, whatever the color of skin happens
to be. No, I'm not blowing off entire groups of people. I'm stating a matter of fact, right? Like, I'm stating a matter of fact.
It's a real turnoff, though, Chris. I mean, how many, you know, do you have a bunch of black listeners who are, like, saying, yeah, right on?
I have some of them, yeah, but like most libertarian talk shows, my audience is almost entirely white male.
I understand.
Just like yours. Right? Your show is almost entirely white male audience,
yes,
right?
Yes, but I'm willing to reach out to other people and, you know, introduce them to the ideas of liberty and not, you know, write them off because they, you know, because I believe something about them. I only want to look at an individual.
What did I write? Who did I write off other than by stating a matter of fact?
But I think by talking about what you believe to be facts, and I'm sure there are other people who could claim, counterclaim, and, you know, claim to have other studies or whatever. I've just never looked into it because I don't care, because all I care about are individuals and how they perform and what they believe. And I think you're getting, it's my opinion, Chris, and I love you. I care about you. I think you're getting lost in the weeds here with this obsession over group demographics and trying to compare one group to another. Who cares? Who cares how one group scores on a test?
Care. As a matter of fact, it's everything in our society sort of revolves around this, right?
I mean, you've got Black Lives Matter
running around in the street. There are people screaming about white male privilege and talking about, you know, people signing a petition to have a white privilege tax.
To me, I don't care about groups all over the place.
And that's one of the differences. White people are the only racial group that does not have, like, an interest group. We're the only people who don't care about our interests as a racial group. And what's happening in the United States...
Chris Cantwell from Radical Agenda. This is Free Talk Live.
As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock's CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.